Who wouldn't like to be asked to write a blog post? Wouldn't you be flattered to be invited, to be featured alongside others you admire? Wouldn't it be nice? Maybe it's happened to you already. Maybe you're already in demand as a guest blogger. There are blogs like Tweak Your Biz, edited by Sean Phillips, that are always looking for new, fresh talent. The more professional looking the blog, the more likely the owner is to have a clear vision and standards. Other blogs are simply desperate for content. You'd hardly be flattered to be invited to compose for them, unless you have a mission to support people who need help on their way to success. But surely every opportunity to get your message out should be taken. After all, no one knows who might stumble across your content by accident. Your dream client, customer, supplier, investor or collaborator may be round the corner. And how long does it take to tweak one of your blog posts into a guest blog post? If it doesn't take long and doesn't cost any money or cause you to be distracted from key priorities, it looks like a no-brainer, eh? It sounds like a no-brainer. You might be about to make a stupid, expensive mistake. The first thing to do is say no to yourself. Do not get hooked by your ego into persuading yourself there's a good business case for writing a guest blog post. Here's the story of Joe. Joe was ambitious. She had energy and focus. She wanted opportunities so she could join the small group of successful business bloggers. She really wanted to turn herself into a conference keynote speaker quickly. Every sliver of a chance to get published got her motivated and composing into the night. She was successful. 3 years ago, in 2011, Joe got 37 blog posts published, guest blog posts published. She got her name out there all over the place. Her friends were jealous. Joe felt it wouldn't be long before she broke through. Another year of, say, 50 guest blog posts, then surely speaker invites and offers from publishers would start to roll in. Joe had clear vision, passion, confidence, and some stamina, the qualities every entrepreneur needs. She screwed up big time. She failed, never made it past first base. Eventually, she took a job with a medium-sized marketing and PR company and forgot her dream. Put it on the shelf, maybe. Today, she's a bit inclined to blame others for her failure. Joe missed a trick. She never read The Secret of Failure. No one gave her a copy for Christmas. One, Joe pursued her own agenda. She should have been helping others achieve theirs. Two, Joe never researched the interests of those who invited her to be a guest blogger. She should have found out why she was asked to blog. Joe thought the editor was helping her. She failed to see that her job was to help the editor. All tactics was Joe. She hadn't a strategic bone in her body. Behind her back, people could smell her self-interest. She never won a reputation for being a genuine, helpful ally. As soon as Joe had her piece published, she was satisfied. People were too polite and conflict-averse to put Joe right. Whenever someone offers someone the chance of being a guest blogger, they want more than content. They want an extra person fighting for their cause. At the very least, they want a collaborator, another member of their movement. What should Joe have done? Well, in addition to having therapy to sort out her emotional intelligence, Jo could have sat down and given herself some ground rules to follow. She could have identified the kind of people she wanted as ideal collaborators, people with whom she could do her best work. She could have decided she'd only contribute to causes she fully supported. She could have put others first and grown her skill at making a difference for others. She could have attracted a community of supporters, people who'd have done their best to make her a success, people who felt they owed her one. The nitty-gritty steps of the winding way to build your community. Next time you're asked to contribute a guest blog post, remember this. Beneath the surface, there's more to this than meets the eye. More meaningful relationships, more meaningful work, more meaningful marketing. The end of the story of Joe.